Good morning, everybody. Happy November 16th. We are a week before Thanksgiving. I hope everyone is having a beautiful morning. And we have some fun stuff to cover today. We are going to be going through our breakfast presentation. You should be seeing me right now, and you should be seeing my screen as well. Let me know if you can see both. We are a week out of Thanksgiving, which means we will not have a webinar next week, just so you guys know. We will pick back up the week after Thanksgiving. So don't worry if you forget. I'm sure Victoria and Michelle will send an email and let you guys know that we're not having a webinar next week and that we're going to follow up the week after that. But the reason I have this website open right now is because this is where all of our participant guides are. When I have a handout, remember last week you guys were saying, oh, I don't see that handout, I don't have that handout. Well, Victoria has made it available for you guys on this website, and I think it's howardpartridge.com/aleaky-series-replay. And you can see it right here. So if you want to go to that website, oh, you can't see my screen? Let me make sure you can see my screen. About now, Tessa? Can you see my screen now? Cool. Thank you so much. Okay, so like I said, this is howardpartridge.com/aleaky-series-replay. Okay, and this is where we have all the recordings and all of the participant guides, aka the handouts that I have available to you guys. So if you see, we can go to last week's, which was week 7, and I can click on participant guide, and it has the breakfast presentation script that we went through, and that's what I read to you guys last week. So that's available to you. Okay, now if we go to this week's, obviously the video is not there yet because it'll be after, I show you stuff today, but you want to click on the audio and participant guide and you will see all of the handouts that I have ready for you today. So let's kind of briefly go through them before I do the breakfast presentation outline for you. So the first one is the Dress for Success handout. I gave you this back in about our first or second week. I'm giving it to you again because you need to know what to wear for these breakfast presentations, and inside of that handout it will clearly show you what. Now, something like what I'm wearing, it's a dress. I'm wearing a cardigan today because I don't have a presentation today, but for you, when you do present in front of your, referral partners, you want to make sure that you have a blazer with you, okay? To make sure you look professional. Now, for guys, you want to be wearing a suit and tie. Now, the next one is our presentation checklist. This is the checklist that I go through and Dina goes through every time we have. Let's see, can I open it to show you guys? Oh, it's going to download it. That's all right. You can open it up yourself. But this is the checklist that you go through. It says, what's the referral partner's name? What's the address? How many people are attending? What kind of folders, are you giving? If they're red, okay, great. Are they prepared? Do you have PowerPoint presentation ready to hand out? Do you have a services list? Do you have a microseal price pamphlet? If you have microseal, if you don't, what is that other service that you have that maybe you have a price pamphlet for? Microseal warranty sheet, business cards, red bags, home pro spotters. Okay, and you might not have a home pro spotter. This is just something that they can use on their carpet, but if you maybe have a product that you want them to try out for free, that would be great to leave in the baggies. Okay, your name tag, always have your clean as a whistle name tag on. Your food, what food is it that you're picking up? Your drinks. And if you have a carpet or some kind of an upholstery sample, or if you don't have the business that we have and you have a different kind of business, what is that sample or what are you going to show them? What kind of demo are you going to show them during the presentation so that they can get a visual of what it is that you can provide for their clients? Then lastly, whistle maintenance program info, which You guys don't need to worry about that. That's something that we do on the side for our clients. Okay, some additional information in there to bring paper towels, to make sure I brought plates, cups, utensils, napkins, if they're not provided by the caterer, which usually they are. And you should write that in online when you order online. Okay, there's a little spot that says like additional comments. You can always put in there like, please provide the forks, the plates, the spoons, the napkins, blah, 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 and they'll do that for you. All right, and then I do that every time before a breakfast presentation. I make sure that checklist is perfect. If it is not, if something is missing, we do not leave until we have it ready to go. Now, if you guys remember last week, we talked about being an hour ahead. You need to be an hour in front or an hour early leaving the office. I cannot speak today. You need to leave an hour ahead because you want to be there on time. So even if this place is 30 minutes away, leave an hour ahead because you have to stop to get the food. Sometimes the food's not ready. How many times, I can tell you right now, nobody's perfect, right? How many times have I gotten an order ready for pickup for food and I get there and it's not ready and they're just now starting? So you need to allow yourself at least an hour to get all that ready. And I told you that maybe the food is ready on time and I get to the presentation maybe 25 to 30 minutes early. I don't care. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be ready. Now, I don't go into the place until maybe 5 minutes before, but I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting until that time to present, okay? So that's just common courtesy. You want to be early, never late. The next one is the presentation outline, which we went through last week. That's just going to tell you everything of how we do the presentation. You're going to see me speak about it today, but that's just the visual form of how I go through the process. The referral reward program, that is a half sheet that we, let me find it for you. We give this out during our presentation. This is our folder. Inside of our folder, we have two different kinds of folders for two different types of presentations. One is for designers, one is for flooring professionals. So if you don't work with designers or flooring professionals, you can still figure out what kind of folders to give to what kind of referral partner that you have. Okay, because different things cater to different people, right? So we have the referral reward program as a half sheet here, and it's on cardstock. That way, they know it. They can put it up on the back of their office room or their cubicle, and they know what it is that they can get with referring our services. Additionally, I have a presentation PowerPoint that you will see. If you want, go ahead and open it because I'm going to go through it and you'll hear me talk about that in the presentation as well. We have folders for every single person that's going to be in that presentation, okay? Then I have the services half sheet. That's the last handout on here. That is another cardboard stock half sheet that shows all of the services that we can provide to their clients, okay? So I'm going to go through a list of this as well, but these are the things that you need to have readily available, all right? So let's talk about, before I do this live, let's talk about what it is that you have to do before a presentation. Number one, call and confirm the day before, okay? If you have a presentation on a Monday, you need to call and confirm that Friday before. Okay, you're going to ask them if there's any food allergies that you need to be aware of and or any, well, I kind of said that already. Yeah, so just ask them how many, or if they have any food allergies, and then if they, how many people are going to be attending. Those are very important questions. So number one, you need to know how much food to order. Number two, you need to know if they're vegan. Because I don't know if y'all know about this, but one time we ordered food and one of the girls had forgotten to ask if anybody was allergic to anything or had any kind of preferences, and we went ahead and ordered Panera Bread and all this stuff, and turns out they were vegan, so they didn't eat anything that we got, which is unfortunate. So, I'm sorry, we didn't order Panera Bread, Chick-fil-A. We ordered Chick-fil-A, which is chicken. They didn't touch the food. Oh my gosh, it was so awkward. I felt so bad. There's nothing wrong with vegans. I love them. In fact, my best friend is a vegan. However, you don't ever want to not cater to the audience that you have, right? You want to make sure you understand, okay, this, they told me they're vegan. I need to make sure I get this and this and this. That way they're comfortable and I'm comfortable and we can go ahead and do this dance. Now, it was so awkward and very hard to overcome that, but I mean, we just apologized and told them, I'm so sorry for, you know, not asking. But we did, how do you fix that situation? We did go back and bring them a breakfast that they could eat another time. So, and that's how you do that. But just make sure so you avoid those kinds of circumstances. Ask them about it. All right, Karen, we have a vegan. Awesome. Yeah, so you want to ask these questions and find out, okay? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get started with this presentation because it's supposed to be about 30 to 35 minutes, but knowing me, I'll probably stop every now and then to explain things to you guys. It might go longer, so we need to utilize all of this time to go through the presentation. We'll leave some questions at the end. If I don't get to them, it's okay. I'll be able to print out the questions at the end and make sure I address them. And that's to the support email, and then they can email that to you guys, okay? So hopefully we'll be able to get to them at the end of the presentation, but I'm not sure. But please keep them towards the end. I'm probably not going to stop and ask or answer any questions during the presentation so that I can finish it for you, okay? Now I have my two separate presentation folders. I'm going to pretend that you guys are designers today, because I have more stuff in the designer folder than I do in the flooring professional folder. So I just want to give you as much options as possible. All right. Get all my stuff ready. Excuse me, I have to drink some water every now and then so I don't get a dry voice. Let me move this chair. Y'all are so lucky seeing me live. Okay, let's see if you can see me. You can pretty much see me. Okay. All right, so the first thing you always want to do, what did we say? If you look at your presentation outline, you want to have your presentation outline and your presentation PowerPoint open together if you can. Okay? For your presentation outline, you're going to see how I go through the order of things, and with your PowerPoint, that is what I give to the designer, and that's what they're going to be following along with. Okay, but the first thing we do, if you notice on the PowerPoint, is we thank them. Okay, so here we go. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today, and thank you for having us. We are so happy to be here. As you all know, we are with Clean as a Whistle. I'm pretending there's somebody else here. Okay, we are with Clean as a Whistle. My name is Aliki Thanos. I'm the marketing manager, and this is Dina Rawashde, and she is our marketing specialist. Now, she is actually going to be your primary contact because she will be visiting you guys on a monthly basis, and I will be your secondary contact in case Dina is unavailable, and also if you have any concerns or any other questions, if Dina cannot answer them, you can always come to me. My business card is in each one of your baggies as well as Dina's. All right, are there any questions before we get started? Okay, great. I have some. Who of you guys has actually heard of Clean as a Whistle before? Okay, there's a few people. Very nice. And who has actually used our services before? Okay, awesome. All right, one last question. How many people in here, since I saw there were a couple of you that raised your hand that you know about us and have used us, how many of you guys have actually referred our services? Okay, great. So you are familiar with a referral reward program. All right, so there's one person in here that knows about that. So that's so exciting. You guys are going to learn a lot today, and we have a lot of ways to reward you and to give you guys ways to make money and save money with our services. Pause. Do you see how I started that beginning? I asked those fundamental questions to open it up on a positive note. That way we have people that are like, yeah, we love Clean as a Whistle. I know I'm speaking to a dead audience here, but most likely they will have heard you. If you're starting off new, they might not have, but that's okay, all right? That's your point to start off fresh, and actually that's a really good thing that nobody really knows you, because then you have all of their full attention, and they're not a bunch of know-it-alls. Because sometimes they chime in and tell and say things, and sometimes I have to be like, well, actually, no, we, you know, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So sometimes it could be a bad thing at some times. But for the most part, it's a good thing to open it up with a positive note. Okay, so time back in. So just to kind of let you guys who don't know about Clean as a Whistle know a little bit more about us, I'll touch upon a brief history. The owner of our company is named Howard Partridge, and he started the company over 32 years ago. It was actually our anniversary a couple days ago. And he started the company literally, you know, at the trunk of his car, on his hands and knees. He would go, you know, scrubbing these floors at a young age. And over the years, over the 32 years, he added so many other services, and he's been in business, and he has made the company a lot bigger than what it was before. We have 13 vans that go from all over the Houston area, so from Conroe all the way to Galveston. And when he started the company, he started it with a mission, okay? And that mission was to provide the most outstanding service experience ever, guaranteed to earn your money back, okay? And with that mission, he established 5 values. The first is our reputation. Houston's most seasoned flooring professionals, interior designers such as yourselves, and realtors refer our services exclusively. The second is our experience. We are experienced in all types of textiles and hard surface, as well as all unusual soiling conditions. Our third is our education. We are certified by the IICRC, which is the world's most recognized body of certification for our industry. Okay. Additionally, I want to make one more note with our our education. We have a master rug technician who is the head of our rug department. So I know you guys are selling some rugs here. Time out. If you see something that they sell in there, you want to cater to them, remember? Time back in. I say that you guys are selling these rugs here. Just so you know, he's been with us for about 11 years, and he is fully certified in protecting and cleaning those rugs for you guys. He's gotten certifications from all over the world. Just wanted to throw that little tidbit in there. Okay, our fourth value is our systems. We have the most advanced technology on the market that provides maximum spot removal and maximum soil removal without overwetting your carpets or leaving a sticky residue behind. Okay. The last one is our pride and joy. It is our guarantee. Okay. So if you're not completely thrilled with the service experience provided by us, we will rush back to your location at no charge and no obligation. Okay. And if you still are not satisfied, we will issue that 100% refund. Okay, do I have any questions about our values? Okay, great, let's continue. Time out. So that's really important to set the foundation of your presentation with your 5 values. Let them know that you're certified. Let them know that you have the most advanced technology on the market. They're paying big, high monies, high dollar for your services. So let them know. You got to back it up. You got to let them know, hey, we got a guarantee. We're not scared if something goes wrong because we're all human, right? If something goes wrong, we will pay for it. We don't want them to be scared because we're dealing with their clients and their reputation is on the line. And sometimes during these presentations, I say, we understand that your reputation is on the line and so is ours too. And that's why we're offering this guarantee to you. So don't be afraid to say things like that. All right, so after I mentioned the 5 values, I asked them a question again. You want to ask a question every so often because sometimes they'll stop me and be like, oh yeah, you know how you mentioned about Walter and he's the leader of the rug department? Can you tell me a little bit more about that? And if they do, then I just go into detail and I say, well, you know, our rug department is only for rugs. We have a pit, and that's for our urine damage treatments, and I just go on and on and on. Now, you might not have the same kind of company that we have, but if they ask a question about one of your technicians who might be a leader in your company, you want to elaborate on that for them so that they understand who it is that they're dealing with. All right? So after that, let's time back in. Okay? So I'm going to start off with our services. Okay, so there's no more questions? Great. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about our services now. Now, inside your folder, Okay, I know I told you that we have this PowerPoint for you, and I know I see you're all following along with it, but I also have a services sheet. It's on the right-hand side of your folder. So if you would please take that out, I will talk to you about all of the services that we can provide for you and your clients. Okay? Time out. I totally forgot to say in the beginning, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. I never forget that. Y'all are making me nervous. Okay. In the beginning of your presentation, you have to say, even though there's some people that know about you, there's some people that don't know about you. And I totally forgot to say that Clean as a Whistle is a high-end residential and commercial fabric and flooring caring company. I say that before I talk about the history, okay? I say Clean as a Whistle is blah, 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 blah. And with that, there's a little bit of history that I want you guys to know about the company. So don't forget to mention what kind of a company you are before you talk about the history. I'm so sorry. Okay, so back to the services. All right, so which service experience may we provide for you and your clients? First one is premium carpet cleaning. All right, carpet stretching and repair, upholstery and leather cleaning, drapery freshening, fabric and fiber protection, tile and grout cleaning and sealing, pet odor removals, urine damage treatments, okay, that can go with your carpet or your rug, all right, allergy treatments, mattress cleaning, oriental and area rug cleaning and protecting, and the protector that I keep mentioning is our microseal protector that is our permanent protector. However, we do have a temporary protector as well, and if you guys want to learn more about that, just let me know and I can talk to you about that. Hardwood cleaning and buffing, natural stone cleaning, honing, sealing, and polishing. Hard surface cleaning, such as marble, granite, travertine, subthiel, terrazzo. And just so you guys know, all of these services are performed by sharply uniformed technicians here at Clean as a Whistle. Okay? Now, when I say sharply uniformed, I mean they got gloves on their hands so that they don't get any dirt on the furniture when they move them, as well as booties on their feet so that they don't track in any dirt into Mrs. Jones's house. All right, they're wearing a full uniform with a belt, their shirt is tucked in, and they have their name on their company shirts as well. Do we have any questions about our services? Okay, you would like to learn more about our permanent protector microseal? Perfect. I actually have everything ready for you in your folder right now, so that is what we're going to talk about next. All right, we are on page 2 of your PowerPoint. Everyone, I see you're kind of looking. You might not know what page we're on. It's page 2. And let's get into microseal, which is our permanent protector. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get too much in detail about that because that's where you just need to talk about whatever that extra service is that they're interested about, you want to talk about right there. So I'm not going to get too much into it. But I will tell you that with microseal, we do provide, this is the only thing that we provide prices for. I don't know what kind of services you guys have that you can give to them, but your add-on service, what I mean. This is the only one that we have a price pamphlet for, and we only give them to designers. We don't give them out to clients. And we tell them during the presentation, we say, just so you are aware, this is the same price that you will get as well as your client will get. It's just that we do not give these out to our clients because we don't want any other companies, you know, copying what we have. So please, if you would, keep this between you and I. So we let them know that. Okay, we go through a half sheet for microseal, which talks about the warranty. There's a warranty that they can get with their protection. All right, we go through that warranty in detail. We let them know all of the technical information for that. So make sure you let them know. That's your time to shine and let them know what they can get with that. All right. So we go through that. Then I ask, okay, so I know a lot of you guys sell upholstery and I see all the beautiful rugs in this area, but what else do you guys do for your clients? Do you do more of the fabric and fiber for the clients? Or do you also, you know, maybe design the kitchens and the showers and the bathrooms? Sometimes they say yes. Now, if you don't have designers, you want to still ask that question to ask them, what is it that they fully do for their clients? Because you want to be able to cater to them, right? So if they say yes, which mostly they do, I say, great, well, actually, I don't know if you guys know about Marble Life, but Marble Life is the world's largest restoration company, and we actually own the rights of it in Houston. Okay, so I let them know that we have a Marble Life sheet of products that we could provide complimentary to their clients at the home if they need it. I also let them know that that is where our hard surface and natural stone technicians got certified. So that's how we are able to do that service for them. I go in a little bit more detail about Marble Life, what it is that we can do with our stone, our tile, things like that. That's another place to shine. For you, I don't know how many services that you can really highlight to make your money, but for us, it's Microseal and Marble Life. So our stone division and our protector. Everything else we pretty much do and make lots of money on, but for these bad boys, these are the two services that directly cater to those designers that we want to make sure that we let them know about, and that's our money makers as well. Okay, so you guys have to figure that one out. All right, once again, I ask them if they have any questions about Marble Life or Microseal, and if they don't, I keep going. If they do, I answer them, and with Microseal, I go ahead and do a demo. So for my demo, I brought wine and Q-tips. Now, this is good for the people who are in our industry. You can use this. It's a great idea. If you're not in our industry, that's okay. You probably have another demo that you can do. I would suggest bring a demo no matter what. If you have to make it up, if you have to Google it online, that's what I did. I Googled this. It was a great idea. You want to give them a visual to see what it is that you do, okay? Maybe it's a product that you want to show them, you know? But what I do is I say, okay, so just so you guys get a visual on what it is that we do with Microseal or how it works, is that one of these sides is microsealed and one of them is not. Now, I don't know which side it is because I just pulled this Q-tip out of the container, but I have a bottle of wine here, and I'm going to dip the Q-tip in the wine to see what side was microsealed or not. Oh, shoot. That doesn't happen. Sorry, guys. Humor on a Wednesday morning. I think I just dipped the same side in there. Yes, I did. So I dip one side and I dip the other side. And then I say, well, you can obviously see which one has been microsealed and which one has not been. I don't know if you can see it, but this side is very red and this side is white. So that's a very good showing of how Microseal works. Okay, that's our little demo. Now, that demo we do if they didn't give us a fabric sample. If they gave us a fabric sample, we'll bring the fabric sample and spill the wine on the fabric sample. But if they didn't, I'm assuming that they didn't. I just bring that always so that they can get the visual. And then I'll make sure I get a fabric sample for the next time, because remember, our goal is to see these people multiple times. Okay? All right. The next part of our presentation, let's chime back in. So now that you guys know about the services and products that we can provide for you and your clients, we are going to get into 7 reasons why you guys should have a relationship with Clean as a Whistle. All right. The first is product maintenance. So everything that you guys are selling to your clients needs to be maintained properly, and we are here to help you guys do that. Okay. And number 2 and number 3 is staff education and client education. So for staff education, like I just mentioned, everything needs to be maintained properly, and we're here to educate you guys on that. So if you want to see a live demo, or maybe you have a piece here in the showroom that you would like for us to come clean, we can do that. That way you know what the service experience is about, you know how we clean, you know the process, and that way you're better able to show and tell your clients about that. Additionally, with client education, if you guys have a party coming up or a grand opening or some kind of an event, we would love to come speak on behalf of Clean as a Whistle for you guys and tell your clients how to maintain and how to keep these fabrics and fibers maintained. Okay? The 4th reason is problem solving. So we are now on page 3. Okay? So with problem solving, you know, God forbid something happens and a client spills wine on their new carpet that they just bought from you guys and they're freaking out. We want to be here for you and to serve you with that instance. We want you to pass on that phone call to us so that we can talk to them and walk them through the whole process of what they need to do at home with their home pro spotter, which we will later get into. And we want to calm them down and save you guys some time and ultimately save you some money. Okay, we understand that it can be, you know, kind of laborious and tedious to be on the phone with these clients sometimes. So pass them on to us. All right. The last reasons are ways where you guys can make money and save money with our services. So for reason number 5, that is that just to say thank you, we are granting you guys a 20% discount in your own home for any of our services. And usually like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And that's just a way of us saying thank you and that we appreciate your referrals. The 6th reason is our referral reward program, which I know some of you have heard of. If you look in your folder, there is a cardstock sheet of our referral reward program broken down and written.
So that's what it looks like.
And I will read through it with you. So for every new client that you refer to us, we will send you guys a referral certificate in the mail of 10% of whatever they spent. So, for example, Dina here, let's say Dina is my client, or Dina is your client, but I'm Clean as a Whistle, right? So you refer Dina, she's a new client to me at Clean as a Whistle, and let's say she spends $500. I use easy numbers, folks, because easy math. So let's say she spends $500 with us. Well, once the job has been done, you will get a $50 referral certificate in the mail. Okay? So that's the 10% of the $500. Now, once you get that referral certificate, there's one of two things that you can do. The first option you have is that you can say, hey, Aliki, you know, I want to combine all these referral certificates that I'm getting and ultimately get a free cleaning in my own home. You can do that. You can also, I guess there's 3 options. You can also say, hey, Aliki, I'm going to pass this along to a client so one of my clients can get some money off of their service. You can do that as well. But then the other option is that maybe you would say, Aliki, you know, I don't really need these certificates. Can you just go ahead and send me the check instead? We can do that as well. Okay, so time out. I let them know that there's many options and that we're very flexible. We can do whatever it is that they want us to do as long as it's only 10%. So, just so you guys are aware. Okay, now, time back in. All right, so just so you guys are aware, there is a way for you guys to make some additional perks. Sorry, I had like a brain fart. Time back in. There are some ways that you guys can pass along some savings to your clients, and that is, you remember the 20% discount that we're giving you guys for your own home? Well, if you want your client to save some money, you can pass along the 20% savings to them, but once they use that 20% savings, just know that you cannot get the 10% back. Does that make sense? Okay, so it's either or. So either you pass on the 20% savings to your client and they save 20% and you do not get the 10% referral certificate, or you tell them about us, the new client about us, they use us, and then you get the kickback of the 10%. So we are flexible and we want you guys to know that we thank you guys for the referrals and the support, and so that's how we want to reward you. Are there any questions about our referral reward program? Okay, great. The last reason of why you guys should have a relationship with us is our free trial offer. So I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about what's in your bag that you see in front of you on your tables. Time out. These are going to be on the tables with the folders in front of every seat at the table for everyone. Make sure you have those ready. So let's look inside your baggie. It's a small little sheet. I feel like a flight attendant. It is called our free trial offer. Now, if you have never experienced the outstanding services of Clean as a Whistle, you can get 100 square feet of free carpet cleaning. This is something that you can pass along to your clients to utilize us for free. Now, if they don't have carpet, obviously you guys don't sell carpet, right? You guys sell rugs and upholstery, but that's okay if you don't sell carpet. they can utilize this towards any other service, and it will just be a value of $72. So let's say they're getting their upholstery cleaned, or maybe they're getting their sofa cleaned or a rug cleaned or whatever. They can utilize this, and it would just be a $72 deduction of whatever they spent with us. Does that make sense? Okay, great. Now, there are some restrictions on there. Obviously, it has to be a new client. It must own their home if it's a residential, must be present at the time of the cleaning. And it says ask for other values for the other services, and then one per client. Okay, when it says must be a new client, I just want you guys to know we offer this only to new clients, but once they're a client, don't worry. We give them other ways to always save money with us. We have a promotion about every month. They vary, but there's always ways that they can save money with us, so don't worry. Okay. Last but not least, on the bottom there, there's a line where you can write your name, and that is how you're going to make your money. That is how you're going to get your referral reward certificate in the mail. Okay, and just so you're thinking, you might be thinking, you know, how is it that you guys are going to know that I referred? Number one, your name will be on the free trial offer. The client will hand the free trial offer to the technician, okay, and we will know at the time of service. Or let's say the client doesn't give this to the technician, but when they call this for an appointment, how do we answer our phones? We say our normal procedure, and then we always ask them, hi, Mrs. Jones, how did you hear about us? We always ask that question so that we know who it is that referred, so they can make sure that we give you guys your referral certificates. Okay? On the back of that free trial offer is a list of our values. That way the client knows exactly what it is that we can provide for them. Okay? So far, so good. No questions. Great. All right, so let's go through our baggies. We have our red brochure, which is our How to Select a Professional Cleaning Firm brochure. Inside here, it talks about our oriental and area rug cleaning. It talks about our carpet cleaning and our upholstery cleaning. And it goes through a list of our services on the back, as well as talking about our values and the referral reward program. Now, the only service that's not on here, or the process that's not on here, is our hard surface and or natural stone cleaning process. But no worries, everything is on our website. You can check it all out there, and our website is on this brochure on the bottom. Additionally, I have our black microseal brochure. I have our Marble Life brochure. Time out. These are the services brochures that if you talked about in the presentation. You want to make sure you have a brochure that goes along with it for them to give to their clients. I have a notepad in here for you, as well as a pen. And then let's talk about this bad boy. So this is our Home Pro Spotter. This is the product. If you want them to see something that you can offer them for free or complimentary, you should put that in the back. Ours is a stain remover. Okay, so this is the Home Pro Spotter. We are giving one to each of you guys as complimentary gifts because we want you to see what it is that we're giving your clients to use in their own home. This Home Pro Spotter is given to every single client who does a carpet or upholstery job with us, or a microseal job with us. It is left at the home complimentary, like I said. It is a neutral pH. It is completely safe for pets, for kids, for us. And it's safe for any type of fiber or fabric. So you can use it on leather, you can use it on linens, whatever it is. You can use it on the carpet. But the only thing that we do say to not do is please do not apply it directly to the area because it will over wet the area and we do not want that to happen. What we suggest is to put it onto a white terry cloth or a white paper towel and then dab onto the affected area or the stained area, okay? And we say no rubbing because the rubbing will ruin the fibers and we don't want to do that. So that's for you guys. We go through that process every time. You want to let them know how to use whatever it is that you're giving them complimentary. You want to show them how to use it. Are there any other questions? We're actually reaching the end of our presentation. And there's probably going to be like 10 to 15 minutes worth of questions. Okay. If there's no question, you say, well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure coming in today and presenting to you all. I had a blast. We are so happy to serve you and serve your clients. And I hope you enjoy the food and you guys have a wonderful day. Oh, wait. before I say that, does everyone have their business cards available? Great, because we would like to get back with the questions that you guys answered, because sometimes there's questions we can't answer. We want to be able to get those back to you, so please turn in your business cards if you can, and Dina will collect them. All right, and then I say thank you. So that's how it goes. You always want to get their business card at the end of the presentation, no matter what, because if you don't, then you can't put them in your system, you can't send them a send-out card, you can't do anything. So you make sure you get those business cards. All right. In the beginning, I forgot to tell you guys, too, that I always tell them, you know, if and when we put the food out, we always say, please go ahead and dig in. Don't worry about us. Please eat. You know, don't. We already ate, so don't feel shy. You want to let them know that, because sometimes they're, like, waiting to eat, and they don't want to do anything. Sometimes it can be awkward, but as soon as we let them know, hey, please, you know, go ahead and eat while we're talking. That's what we brought the breakfast for. That's when they open up, and you can see these people, like, pig out. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just sit there and they're just quiet and they don't eat anything until after the presentation. That's okay too. But just let them know at least beforehand, hey, it's okay to eat. That's what we're here for. We want to just multitask for you guys. So, but oh, thanks. You guys are so cute. Thank you. Yeah, so it didn't take me 30 minutes, probably because I didn't go through all the Microsale Marble Life stuff. But that's okay, because I don't really need to tell you guys about that, because everyone has different industries, and so that wouldn't really help you. If you're interested in knowing what it is that we say about those things, remember, it's in your PowerPoint, so you can see the bullets and you can go through what it is that I would have said, okay? All right, now I'm opening the board to any questions. So write them in the bottom box, and in the meantime, we're going to look at the PowerPoint. Let's see. Can you see? Let me know if you can see this, peeps. Good. Thank you, Karen. So you'll notice I just went through all of this just now. We talked about the food last time. We talked about, okay, this is the outline that I went through. I thanked them. I let them know what I was here for. I asked questions to break the ice, and this started off on a positive note. I talked about the company's history, mission, and values. I talked about the services that we can provide to them and their clients. I talked about the 8 reasons. Okay, this one says 8. We changed it to 7, but you can leave it at 8 if you want. The 8th one, we're going to start up again. We're going to put a CEU credit. We're going to put on there, you know, reason number. Actually, we're going to put it before the money. Money is always the last 3. So first is product maintenance, 2nd is staff education, 3rd, excuse me, is client education, 4th is problem solving, 5th we'll say is CEU credits. Okay, we'll say that, you know, we are affiliated with ASID, and if there's any kind of educational course that you would like to teach to the designers with us, we would love to do that. Our technicians have been approved, and we have courses readily available to do that, and it brings in tons of business. That's a way to give value to them. Why wouldn't you say that as a reason, right? So that would be reason number 5. 6, 7, and 8 would be the 3, the 20% off, the referral reward program, and then the free trial offer, which I put that all right there. Okay. Then I go through the bag. You saw me go through the bag. I go through each thing that you put in that bag. I went through the Home Pro Spotter, and then I asked them if they had any questions. I also did the live demo. I like to do the demo in the middle of my presentation with the Microseal, but sometimes they might not want to see it till the end or whatever it may be, so it's okay to do it at the end as well. I just like to do it in the middle too, because their attention is still there. You know, sometimes at the end they're kind of getting antsy and they're ready to go. These were the pictures of some presentations. Did anyone have a presentation last week or this week? Or did anyone ask for a presentation between last week and this week? I'm curious to know. Anybody? Anybody? No, it didn't work out for us. Aw, Karen, why is that? What happened? Tell me. I'll help if I can. All right, we talked about the handouts. So you guys all have those available. Oh, I have a software update? Really? probably should keep this up just in case I need to go back to anything. Barbara says she hasn't yet. Dan, you did a CEU presentation? Very nice. Good job. How did it go? Karen said they didn't have time, but we are trying to get it rescheduled. Great. If you can reschedule it in person, that would be even better. You always want to try and see them face to face. I don't think my PowerPoint's going to open up, but it's okay. Oh well. So I wrote down here, where did it go? I wrote down what we're going to be covering next week. Maybe I can open up my internet again. Because I think what we're going over next week is, oh, maybe not. Maybe it's not. Is it over here? Can I put. I don't know where it is. Is it on here? Don't know where I put it. Dan said it went excellent. Jim Bardwell taught Ziglar how to build winning relationships. However, turnout was only 12. We had a room for 50. That's okay. That's great. Good job. I'm proud of you guys. Okay, I'm going to open up the microphones for anyone who has any questions, or I want you guys to tell me what it is that you liked about the presentation, actually, before we open it up to questions. So, Ivy, I'm going to unmute you because I miss you, and I want to hear from you what it is that you liked about the presentation and what will you incorporate in your presentations. See if I can unmute you. Is it gonna let me? Here we go. Ivy?
Hey, here you are.
Hi!
Hey, sweetheart, what's going on?
It's good. How are you? I can barely hear you though.
See.
There we
See
go.
on my end. Okay, so what's going on, girl?
Nothing. What's up? How's everything going? Have you been able to do a breakfast presentation and or what did you like about the presentation today?
Actually, I'm usually here at the office, but I'm taking all this up and having my marketing guy.
Ivy, I'm sorry to interrupt. We can't hear you.
That's weird.
Yeah, I heard you earlier, but now I can't hear you.
I'll just type.
Okay, I think we lost Ivy. Ivy, if you could type in, that would be great. I'm sorry, I don't know why we can't hear you. Let's see if we can speak from or hear from Ashley. Ashley, are you here?
Hi, Leaky.
Hi, Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. I'm
What's
good.
up?
Not much. Not much.
Have you guys been able to do a presentation and or what it is that you liked about the presentation that you guys can incorporate?
Todd, what did we like? Well, you did great. Very
Thanks.
informative and
We have not done a presentation yet.
Okay.
Well, we've got a couple
We
real
have
estate places that are close. Just haven't got
Okay.
it filled. And then the PowerPoint is the other thing we got to get up for sure.
Okay.
But
No
no.
worries. Yeah. So we have all that available for you guys that you can make. And you're probably, realistically speaking, you might not have done a presentation yet if you're brand new, because it's going to take a while to build a relationship with these referral partners. So that makes sense.
Yeah, but
We
we're close, we think, on a few here.
Okay. And we do have one scheduled, but definitely one of the things that we need to work on is just the overall layout of what we want to talk about and the points. And so, with listening to you, we definitely have a really good base and foundation to go off of.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for sharing. Who else would like to share? I see Ivy just sent in, this is for our marketing guy, so I am sending him these files so he can up his game while out being in the big world. Okay, that's good. Yeah, this is what I want. I wanted you guys to have it all on video to show your marketing specialist or, you know, whatever it is that, or whoever it is that you guys are using out there for the marketing. This is what this was for. So let's chime in from someone who I haven't heard in a while. How about Tessa? Tessa, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hi.
It's actually Megan.
Oh, hi, Megan. Are you the marketing specialist?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, welcome.
Yes. We actually did a breakfast presentation this morning.
Hey.
And we had about 40 guys there, and so we got to go out there and talk to them about their DOT physicals, and we took them burritos and donuts, and they, like, chowed down on all that. So
good.
Full-filled people, so they just eat anything out there.
So tell me a little bit about y'all's company so I understand.
We do DOT physicals and fit tests and things like that for
drug testing
and things like that.
Okay, very cool. And what about, what is it that you guys can incorporate, or how do you, what have y'all done in the presentation that maybe you haven't seen, probably haven't seen me do it? So what is it that you guys did, and how did it work, and or what could you incorporate that I did into your presentation?
We actually, this time around, we went to this company. They use us for DOT physicals, and with one of the DOT physicals, there happened to get tested for, it's a new thing that's coming up, so if they're like overweight and they have such a neck diameter
of
a certain way,
too big.
So then we was telling them about our Optivest program.
Oh, okay.
To help them stay where they can still keep their DOT testings.
That's great. Is there any kind of demo that you guys can involve or bring anything visual for them to see?
We couldn't really do a demo of it, but we took our brochures on it, and we didn't want to force that on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we left all of our brochures, and we actually did, I think Jason out of Arizona, he did the heads or tails where he flipped the coin and gave out some gift cards.
Oh, that's great.
Before we left, we did that with them, and they enjoyed that.
That's a great idea. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, guys, if you guys have the money or the budget to do gift cards like that, I know we used to do it. We spent a lot more money doing, like, individual cards with send-out cards now. But if in the presentation you want to kind of, like, rile up everybody and get everybody excited, you for sure should give out gift cards, or maybe you have some tickets. I know Denise used to leave like football or basketball tickets here all the time for us to hand out. That's a great way to get people engaged and for them to like you. So that's great. Thank you so much for sharing. Darcy says the breakfast presentation seems a lot less scary now. I hope so. Remember, we're educators, so you want to use it as a way to educate these people. So that's funny. Who else would like to chime in? Who have I not heard from in a while? Chris, I don't remember. Do you have a microphone? Chris, can you hear me? I don't think you have a microphone. What about Barbara? Barbara, can you hear me? What did you like about the presentation? I don't think Barbara has a... Barbara? I don't think she has a microphone either. Let's see who's next. Dan! I'm unmuting you. What did you like about my presentation today? Dan? Well, we can't hear Dan either. Dang! Anybody's... Oh, wait! Dan! Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Yay! What's up? How are you?
Real well, real well. Well,
what did you think about the presentation?
Previously, we'd been kind of, I came up with this thing, three top problems that designers and their customers have, and the three reasons why people should refer our company, you know, for our cleaning company. And I think it kind of went above their head a little bit. So I liked how you, you know, really made it to introduce the company and its services and mission and values. That's what I liked about it.
Good. Okay, what about a demo? Do you see yourself maybe doing a demo in your presentation?
Yes, absolutely. And we kind of bungled that, so your class today made me realize that probably the best thing for us is to start with the Q-tips. And, you know, maybe the fabric, you know, if they give us a piece of fabric too. But we can definitely start with the Q-tips and,
right.
You know, I think we tried it before and it kind of like spilled it or something. And I don't know. I like how you did it. It was like easy to control. I know a scientific experiment, you're supposed to be able to control it, right?
So, right. I know. I never have ever dropped this Q-tip, and today, of all days, I dropped it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but okay. Anyways, well, that's good. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm going to unmute you here. And move on to, who is it? I think we tried Chris, right? Bill? Bill, are you there? Hello? Bill.
Hello.
Hi,
can you
how
hear
are
me?
You?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous this morning. What did you like about my presentation? And or have you guys done one? Have you been able to do one?
Oh. Okay, so we, two things. First off, I like your demo the best because visual is far better than explaining. Picture says 1,000 words.
Right.
So, and it was really cool that you kind of messed up because it helps us to know how to recover. So that was really good. And I do have a presentation tomorrow, somewhere between 10 or 12 people in our local Chamber of Commerce. So we have a area rug that we use in our, because we do rug washing that we use in our presentation. So it's so it's really cool. So it's about 2x3, and we bring with it how much dirt that rug can hold. So it's like a little demo. We explain
that's
to them
great.
How much.
That's a great idea.
And a little baggy to say, and this is how much that would look like. So.
Oh my gosh, I love it. We have in my emails that I send out on Tuesdays and Thursdays to our clients, on one of the topics I talked about rug cleaning and all of the soil that it can possibly have in it. And one of the pictures I put on there showed me carrying a bag of like 6 pounds of just like dirt and soil. And that would be great to show them in a presentation.
So I did it one time before and it like really opened up people's eyes. So we sort of incorporated. Now, so that's
love
really
it.
Cool.
Love it. Hopefully you guys, thank you so much for sharing, Bill. Hopefully you guys are learning from each other and can take bits and pieces of what people are doing and incorporate it into your company. Now you got me thinking, Bill, that maybe we need to change it up. Like maybe I need to do like something else. I'm always down for changing things up. Barbara says, I've asked a few organizations about doing a presentation, but no one's come forward yet. That's all right. If you've asked and you haven't heard back or they told you, you know, I'll talk to you or get back to you, if they said they'll get back to you, then you want to follow up with that. But if they kind of say, oh, I don't know about it, then I would ask in about 3 months from now, remember? You don't want to ask too much so they don't feel like they're being bombarded or like a hard sale. Karen says, yes, I agree. I'm just seeing how it's done, and it will make it easier to go out and do one. Great. And then Barbara again said, I did like your presentation, clear, simple, and straight to the point. Thanks, guys. You were so sweet. So it's 9:59. Next week, I believe, we're talking about how to maximize your referrals. Or I'm sorry, not next week. Next week is Thanksgiving. The week after Thanksgiving, we are talking about how to maximize communication and referrals. I'm going to talk about events. I'm going to talk about... the CEUs, the send out cards, the social media, you know, etc. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for having me today. God bless you guys and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for all of you and love you all very much. Have a wonderful day.